I heard a statement recently that I felt was very appropriate for this video lecture. So here it is. The quote went like this: due to the complexity of data models, we feel compelled to tell a story. Thought you might enjoy that. Our subject for this video lecture concerns user stories. Now, this technique is the primary elicitation form within the Agile world. For those who are not familiar with the term, Agile refers to a method used primarily within software development and actively gets together various key stakeholders, including the client, to perform the activities in a collaborative way. Although the user story method is primarily found within Agile, this shouldn't stop you from trying this technique if you find it to meet your purpose. A user story includes a short description of the problem or need to be solved and is written from the angle of the user. We don't talk about functionality. We only cover the need. The great part about user stories is that everyone understands the content, especially the person with the need. One of the challenges that we have within the requirement gathering process is that by the time we finish with the elicitation, formatted the content into requirements, and have modeled, categorized, and prioritized the content, it's very often no longer recognizable to the person who stated the need to begin with. We don't have this danger with user stories because it's written in a way so that the person who put through the requirements can recognize their own request. Furthermore, it's not a coincidence that it has the word story in the title. The general idea is that each additional story helps us conduct what we call progressive elaboration, which eventually allows us to depict the entire user scenario, a story from beginning to end. As I mentioned, the format is very easy to follow, and this is what it looks like. As A, I want, in order to, let's go through that again. As a role, a persona, I want a goal or desire in order to receive a certain benefit. Let me give you an example. Let's see if this applies to you. As a student, I want to learn in order to get a good job. I didn't say it has to apply. I only said it could apply. So let's go ahead and continue with this path. You, of course, need to figure out what we mean by learning. Here's another example. As a student, I want to learn at any time in order to increase my knowledge. Another point worth noting on my first example is tied to the results expected, the good job. This kind of formulation helps us out quite a bit because we know why the person is making the request. Following this path, we want to make sure that we've covered the need as easily as we did in stating it, so the acceptance criteria is built the same way. Given your specific role, when the action that we're talking about, then the results. Let's use the original user story and see how the acceptance criteria fits in. Given that I'm a student, when I learn, I get a good job. So I know what you're saying now. If it was only that easy. Well, this should give you a brief overview of what user stories are all about. Hope you found it worthwhile. Thanks.